At first, I'm going to read an excerpt from Smith Wigglesworth. And this one is from the sermon, What It Means to be Full of the Spirit. It says, at a meeting I was holding, the Lord was working and many were being healed. A man saw what was taking place and remarked, I'd like to try this thing. He came up for prayer and told me that his body was broken in two places. I laid my hands on him in the name of the Lord and said to him, now you believe God. The next night he was a meeting and he got up like a lion. He said, I want to tell you people, this man here is deceiving you. He laid his hands on me last night for a rupture in two places, but I am not a bit better. I stopped him and said, you are healed. Your trouble is you won't believe it. He was at the meeting the next night, and when there was an opportunity for testimony, this man arose. He said, I'm a mason by trade. Today I was working with a laborer, and he had to put a big stone in place. I helped him and did not feel any pain. I said to myself, how could I have done that? He said, thank God. I went away to a place where I could strip and found that I was healed. I told the people, last night this man was against the word of God, but now he believes it. It is true that these signs shall follow them that believe. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. And all through the power that is in the name of Jesus. It is the Spirit who has come to reveal the word of God and to make it spirit and life to us. And I want to continue along that same thing, theme about believing the word of God. If you will turn with me to 2 Corinthians 8:9. I'm going to share with you how God first showed me how to believe for money. I have to laugh about this. This was in my spirit that God wanted me to share, and I didn't say anything to anybody. I don't tell Doyle until I absolutely know for sure. And this morning we had a conversation about grammar, and God reminded me about this that went along with this verse. If you will turn to 2 Corinthians 8:9, it says, for you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you through his poverty might be rich. Now, God, I learned these verses in this church. I never heard them anywhere else. And I learned them from a prophet. And I also learned sitting at home in Frisco, away from everybody else. Kathy shared last night about being separated from all her friends. God moved me out to Frisco. And at that time, Frisco was long distance from everywhere else in the world. There was nobody there. I had no neighbors for four lots on this side and eight lots in front of me and four lots on this and a Baptist church behind me. I was alone. And I spent hours and days doing nothing but reading and praying. There was nothing else I could do. And God brought these verses to my attention after hearing them here again and again. And I told God I had a problem with them. And the problem was the word might. I taught seventh grade grammar and also taught fifth grade grammar. I know what the word might means. You might and you might not. And I told God, well, I might be rich, and I might not be rich. And God one day in prayer said, go look that verse up in Strong's Concordance. So I looked it up in Strong's. In seventh grade, as a seventh grade grammar teacher, we diagram sentences. Remember that? And I can tell you that might would have come just in front of the predicate, and it would have negated the whole thing about be rich. But if you look it up in Strong's, the word is to be. Do you remember how to conjugate your verbs? To be. I am, you are, he is, we are, you are, they are. There's no might. Might was put in by the translators. Might was never to be in the Word of God. And when I looked at that and realized that might is not in there, it says, he became poor that you through his poverty will be rich. You know, he was only sick on the cross for us. He was only sin on the cross for us. He was only poor on the cross for us. And I had started working for Albertsons, the grocery store. And that, if you're in the sign business, that is low man on the totem pole, working in a grocery store making signs. But that's where God started me. And he taught me this verse in the grocery store. I worked by the hour, and I didn't have a set schedule. I could come in whenever I wanted to. God gave me that kind of grace. But if there weren't a bunch of signs to do, I didn't make very much money. And I went through a time where there weren't very many signs to do. I would come into the store. I would visit all the different departments. You'd visit your produce, your meat, your deli, your bake. You've been in grocery stores. You know all the different departments. And I would visit with the managers of those departments, and they would give me the signs that they needed. I would take the information upstairs. I had my own little office. I would do all the signs, and I would bring them back down. If I needed to, I would put them up for them, but very rarely did. If you didn't have very many signs, you got done pretty quick. God was showing me this verse, and I realized we've heard it from here, those of us that have been here a long time, that to believe the gospel means to trust in, adhere to. And I used to hear people shout, you know, say that all the time. Oh, believe God means to trust in, adhere to, hold to, you know, all their words. And they were just words. I took that verse, I remember the day, drove into the parking lot to work, and I realized for the first time what it meant to believe. It meant to look at that verse instead of looking at the circumstances. To know that that verse is true and not my circumstances. My circumstances were I wasn't making very much money. The verse said I was rich. I remember pulling into the parking lot saying to myself, I am rich. The Word of God says I'm rich. I refuse to look at what I see. I am rich according to the Word of God, according to what happened on the cross. I remember saying that all through the store under my breath. I remember saying it going up the stairs to my office. I came back down with my tablet. I came down to visit all the different departments. Went through, I am rich. I'm not going to look at the circumstances. I'm going to look at that verse, that Word of God. When I finished visiting all the departments, I didn't have that many signs. I wasn't the world's happiest woman. I remember going back up the stairs saying, this doesn't look good. I am rich. The Word of God says, Jesus became poor that I am rich to be. I went upstairs. I started making the signs. I got a call from the store manager. He said, Kathy, I need you to come downstairs. I need you in the produce department. I went downstairs, walked over to the produce department. There stood our store manager and the manager of the produce department. Now, the manager of the produce department, I would describe as kind of a little punk. Anyway, he didn't like me, and he liked to do his own signs, and he told me so often. I'd walk up and say, do you need any signs? I do my own signs. I don't want you doing them. I like to do them. I'm going to do my signs. So I walked over to the store manager and said, what can I do for you? He said, and he looked right at the store manager and said, he's not going to do his own signs anymore. You are. And I want all these signs replaced today. This guy's face was red. I felt sorry for him, but inside, yes. Because I knew it was going to take hours for me to get all those signs done, and I did. That verse came true that day because I looked at the verse and not the situation. A couple months later, things were not doing very well again. I looked at the verse, what God told me I was. Not what he promised me. He told me what I was, what you are. And I went into the store looking at the verse, looking at what God did for me and not the circumstances. The circumstances weren't good. Walked in the store, and store manager called me again, Kathy, I need to see you. Came downstairs, and he was kind of flustered. You could tell he was kind of upset. He said, the home office has come up with this new marketing deal. And if you remember, the first Gulf War, well, this grocery store decided to do this whole marketing thing on the Gulf War. And they told him, much to his dislike, because he was kind of tight and didn't like to spend any money, and he said, they're making me replace all the signs in the store with these camouflage kind of looking signs. Yes. I spent hours making every single sign in the store over. I know I spent the night there. It was that, I think it took me 2-3 days to get them all done. But the last night, they had to be out by a certain day. I spent the whole night. Lots of hours, big check. Got it all done. Thank God. Do you know, a week later, a woman whose son was in the Gulf War called the home office, corporate office, and complained. Because I think the slogan on all the sign was, we're going to be at war with high prices. And she said, you're belittling our soldiers in the Iraqi war with your marketing ploy. Well, that sent the corporate office into a tailspin. They called my store manager. We want all the signs replaced. Get them off the floor. Well, in his disagreement with the first time, he threw all the old signs away. There's Kathy, back working 3 days, hour after hour. Stayed the whole night again because we had to get the signs off the floor. Another big check. That's how I started in prosperity. Looking at the verse, trusting in the verse, holding to the verse, and not my circumstances. Amen.